why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him. So, dear friends, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Again, we are going through this conversation that His Eminence has with Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And of course, you know, this has a lot of different themes within this conversation. There's a lot of different subjects that are spoken about, whether it is very basic theological subjects, there are jurisprudential subjects, there are ideological subjects, and even financial subjects. And they're all kind of based upon the questions that Ishaq ibn Yaqub had raised. Apparently, one of the questions that this companion of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, raised was regarding funds that an individual sends to the Imam, but then becomes a little bit doubtful and, you know, is not really sure why they sent that money to the Imam, or perhaps they shouldn't have sent that money, or they start to believe that, well, I wish I could take this money back because, you know, perhaps for some reason they need that money. Kind of this doubtful and skeptical situation that an individual falls into. So Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he replies and says, "And as for the funds that are sent to us, and after being sent to us, those people fall into doubts and become regretful of having paid that to us, then anyone who wants me to return that to them, then know that we are not needful of the money of those who harbor doubt with regarding to Allah. And so really interesting here, you know, this idea that an individual would send some kind of funds, property, you know, a deed to a property or money or wealth to the imam, but that after that they would fall into doubt and then even start to regret that they paid that money to the, you know, wali of the time, the representative of Allah of the time. And that, interestingly, the way that Imam al-Mahdi responds, he says that we don't need this money that you are sending us. And again, this is a theme and a, you know, concept that we have kind of spoken about multiple times. And that is that Imam al-Mahdi is not dependent or needful upon the wealth that we send to His Eminence. Matter of fact, we are needful and dependent upon sending that wealth to the Imam of the time, because when we send that wealth to the Imam of the time, it is our wealth that is purified. And so we have to kind of, you know, have the correct perspective here. And here Imam al-Mahdi also says, he says, we will pay them back, we will give them back whatever they gave us. It is not like we are dependent or needy or needful of what those individuals are sending us. And that Imam al-Mahdi here, he equates doubting the Imam as doubting the Almighty Allah, meaning, and of course that makes sense, when you doubt the Quran, you are, you know, doubting Allah in reality, because this is the word of Allah. And when you doubt the Imam, you are also doubting Allah in the sense that this is the representative of Allah. So if you doubt the representative, then you are also doubting the person who has sent that representative. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sawdagar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani al-ayn al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes when I talk to people, I feel like they live in this world that they think that everybody's all good and everything's, you know, perfect and everything's fine. And they don't feel that there are multiple enemies that are attacking Islam, attacking all the believers, attacking all the values, attacking everything about the divine. And we are smaller in number. كثرت عدونا, understanding that there are multiple enemies, is something that the dua has. وقلت عددنا, I ask you a question. Talking about enemies, like our enemies, and then having fewer numbers on our side. What does this paint for you? What type of a picture does this paint for you? There is a struggle going on here in this dua. The believer is supposed to be seen and considered as part of a struggle, that they are one party and then they have an enemy and your own party of friends are, well, going at it. There's supposed to be a battle going on over here in this dua. Again, that's something that I feel that we need to develop in ourselves. Where is this? What are we doing? In a battle, if you're just sitting around doing nothing, watching the enemy take their steps, and you're lazing around, you're going to be losing. What are we doing as part of this battle? Because it is a real battle that we're taught in this dua. وَقِلَّةِ عَدَدِنَا وَشِدَّةِ الْفِتَنِ بِنَا وَتَضَاقُرِ الزَّمَانِ عَلَيْنَا. So there's complaining here about all of this. Then it says, فَصَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَعِنَّا بِذَٰلِكَ بِفَتْحٍ مِّنْكَ تُعَجِّلُهُ. Help us in this battle, بِفَتْحٍ مِّنْكَ, with a victory that you bless us with, and that you make this happen as soon as possible. تُعَجِّلُهُ وَبِضُرٍ تَكْشِفُهُ, and all the losses that we're having, all the difficulties that we're having in this battle, that you help us try to avoid, and minimize and eventually eradicate all of the causes of this harm. So in other words, this passage of the dua, when we are actually asking him for something, we're asking him for victory. Again, the scene is people that are active, involved, moving in that direction, trying to make a difference.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.